if you would open your Bibles to the second chapter of the book of Colossians. Richie prayed for us that the interference of the world's thinking would disappear from our minds as we study the scripture this morning. For some reason, I have been a horrible interference up here, electronic interference. Can you hear it? Is there anything? Who knows? What's that?
I tried.
You can't hear it, Holy? You can. Larry to the rescue. All right. It's amazing, all the wonderful things we have electronically and digitally and all these things, but when we try to do something a little different, bam, we have a problem. It's a big question that goes about nowadays, and that is, what is the responsibility of our government toward us? And certainly, I think most of us believe and understand that one of the most important responsibilities of the government, if not the most important responsibility of our government, is to protect us from a foreign enemy and to protect us from attack. I don't know if anyone would disagree with that. Well, I shouldn't say that. I'm sure they'd find somebody who disagrees about anything. But that's certainly first and foremost. But our government does go beyond that, of course. And it's much appreciated in many ways, and some people don't appreciate it. But as soon as we're babies, we have to. We're required pretty much to be vaccinated from certain diseases before we can go to school. So we're protected as babies. We're certainly protected from bad drivers. There are laws about wearing your seatbelt. There are laws about distracted driving. There are speed limits for those who care to use them. There are alerts to bad road conditions, so our government is protecting us. Our government protects us from bad weather. If a tornado is coming, or a hurricane, or a violent thunderstorm, we are immediately notified of that fact so we can take shelter. We're warned about various bad foods. Bad cars have to be sent back and changed. They warn us about bad guns, whatever those are. Most recently, it's bad birds. I don't know if you realize this or not, but we've been informed a couple of weeks ago that CDC and public health officials have collected different types of data to investigate a multi-state outbreak of Salmonella typhimurium infections in people. And as of May 28th, a total of 29 people in the United States have been infected with this. So as a result, I had to take down all my bird feeders and social distance all years. When it comes to the Bible, the Word of God, in order to protect us as believers from falling down a road that is going to be a really bad ending for us. Now, as we come this morning to Colossians chapter 2, we're going to just read and look at briefly verses 4 and 5, and then kind of move on from there to something. Let me read verses 4 and 5 of Colossians chapter 2. It seems as if Paul is kind of slowing down here. If you remember our last time together, how he just went all over the place, round and round, and trying to get this point across about his passion for these people, his passion for the gospel, his passion for the mystery of the Lord Jesus Christ. And now he says in verse 4, I say this, I say all of those things that in order that no one may delude me with plausible preclude you from plausible arguments for your version. You might be able to persuasive speech. Mankind has a genius way, and it's even worse now, of being able to make almost anything sound believable, or anything sounding plausible. There are these skilled people going around with words, we call them wordsmiths. There are great storytellers within the church who can stir your emotions. And the human heart is very gullible sometimes, especially in spiritual things, and naive, and has a tendency to accept almost anything as true if it's presented in a convincing, charismatic way. Again, it's especially true in the spiritual realm where, as the Bible tells us, Satan masquerades as an angel of light. So he's warning them about that, and then he says in verse 5, though I am absent in the body, yet I am with you in spirit, and I am rejoicing to see your good order. Your good order. This word good order is actually a military term, which means that you are ready for